We need to warn you about a day that comes around every year. But if you are in a relationship, you might forget about it. It is called Valentine's Day. It happens the 14th of February every single year. I'm not sure if you heard about this. RTE are playing the smuttiest of the Normal People episodes on Valentine's night.
I hadn't.
Did you not?
I've made aware of this. No.
Now, they've made a little change because of pandemic. And so, now, I personally have been sent a preview.
Oh, okay.
So it's the smuttiest of the Normal People episodes, Valentine's night, on Radio Telefishairn. Radio Telefishairn would like to inform you that these sex scenes were filmed with actors that tested negative for COVID-19 and that you should only have one intimate partner or don't do it at all, because that's the safest way.
You're well in with the RTE, you know, must be press office must have you on just like straight away. It's like, we need to get any announcement out, Dave Jukes, our man.
Well, they're not bothering with Tuberty these days. He done something to RTE, I don't know what he done, so they come straight to me. They're like, hi Dave, can you get this message out? I'm like, no problem. The sex scene's in the old Normal People with the warning, no problem at all. I'll get her out, aye.
The thing ahead of Valentine's Day, if you are in the type of setting that you'd be getting gifts for one another, I don't think you should feel under pressure to get gifts, but
no.
If you do, well, maybe avoid irons, toothbrushes or socks.
Yeah, because we didn't get to talk about this. It was in your news yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was a little bit disappointed to hear that an iron is considered a bad gift.
Come on.
Do you not enjoy the ironing?
Sorry, I've definitely outlined on this show before.
I do believe there was 3 hours one
yeah.
day.
Hatred. Unnecessary job.
Ironing can be a beautiful task.
No, it's not.
Yes, it can. You can put on some spray-on starch. I am not an ambassador for them, but if they're in the market for an ambassador, I'll take them on. Dylan Iron and Starch. You'll find it tucked away usually on the high shelves in your supermarket. It's a blue, white and red bottle. You spray that on anything and your iron just glides across. Glides across.
How
it's
about,
beautiful.
How about?
How about what?
How about?
How about what?
You only buy clothes that don't need ironing.
You
which
can't.
Is my way of dealing with things. But anyway, it was Currys PC World Survey commissioned by them, and that irons were on the list of bad Valentine's Day gifts that people had got. Now, unless your other half says to you, look, there's this top of the range state of the art iron that will make my life so much more enjoyable.
Oh, fanula.
And even then, even if they say that, I'd still be steering away from getting them an iron. I just appliances don't be no.
What about a kettle or a toaster?
Like,
is there any electrical appliance that you can get for your significant other that would make a pristine Valentine's Day present?
Unless they've specifically said it themselves and requested it, then no.
I know this is all encompassing, but are you sure there's no electrical item that you can get for your partner for Valentine's Day that wouldn't be acceptable for said day?
I'm going with no.
087-102-107. Electrical appliances, Valentine's Day. I Radio with Dave and Fionnuala. You stick by your saying that there are no electrical products that you can get for your significant other that will do for Valentine's Day.
I know what you're up to now. I know what you're at.
Well, if we...
And I'm not.
Look, Orla is among many who says a coffee machine, and let me see who else is there. An electric car.
You're a pup. You're an absolute pup, so you are.
Electric car. That would be an electrical appliance that would do good as a Valentine's Day present.
Is that not more of a, I don't know, Christmas present? What with the money you'd be spending on it?
I don't know, to be honest. I'd put it down more as... is it not a Christmas present? Could be an electrical item that'd do for Valentine's Day.
Well, actually, to be fair, no, I get where you're going from now. Because we're not able to go to the hairdressers at the moment, I do actually think the electric razor would be a really good idea for some people.
Nothing else springs to mind as an electrical item for...
Electric razor, I think that's the top one.
Valentine's Day.
iRadio in the afternoon.
With Dave and Fionnuala.
Hey! iRadio in the afternoon
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio. iRadio.